House to move forward with bill repealing FACE Act after weaponization against pro-life activists under Biden. By Katherine Hamilton on May 20, 2025. The House of Representatives is set to take action this week on a bill that would repeal the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances FACE Act, a Clinton-era law that the Biden administration weaponized to go after dozens of pro-life activists after the fall of Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers on Wednesday will mark up H.R. 589, the FACE Act Repeal Act of 2025, the Daily Wire first reported. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, who is sponsoring the bill, said the House Judiciary Committee will ultimately vote on the bill this week. The bill would get rid of the FACE Act, a law passed in 1994 that prohibits violent, threatening, damaging, and obstructive conduct intended to injure, intimidate, or interfere with the right to seek, obtain, or provide reproductive health services. The act was written to equally protect abortion clinics, pro-life pregnancy resource centers, and churches. However, 97% of FACE Act cases since the law's inception have been against pro-life advocates. Roy and Senator Mike Lee, RUT, first introduced the bill in September of 2023. Contending at the time that the FACE Act is an unconstitutional federal takeover of state police powers. Roy and Lee introduced the bill again in January, right before President Donald Trump pardoned more than 20 pro-life activists prosecuted by the Biden DOJ. Over the past 4 years, we have witnessed the weaponization of the justice system, using the FACE Act to jail Americans fighting for the right to life, Roy told the Daily Wire on Monday. It is not enough to merely end Biden-Harris-era discrimination. We must act to reverse course, ensuring selective and unfair political prosecutions are never again possible under this statute. While I am proud that the FACE Act is finally being moved through committee, Congress should move quickly to repeal the FACE Act and put an end to legal harassment of pro-life Americans once and for all, he added. Data obtained by Representative Chip Roy's RTX office found that in less than 4 years, Biden's DOJ accounted for more than a quarter of all 211 FACE prosecutions since the law's inception. At least 55 FACE Act cases were prosecuted during the Biden administration, only a handful of which were against pro-abortion attacks on pregnancy centers. Despite the increase in attacks against pro-life pregnancy centers and churches following the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, Biden's DOJ often added a KKK-era conspiracy against rights charge to bolster potential sentencing time. And for a few cases, the FBI allegedly conducted early morning raids against pro-life advocates, even allegedly holding them at gunpoint in front of their families. Some of the activists targeted by the Biden DOJ include an 89-year-old communist concentration camp survivor, several grandmothers, and a Christian father of 11. President Trump's Department of Justice issued a memorandum in late January after he pardoned the pro-life activists, pledging to end the weaponization of the FACE Act and dismissing three more FACE Act cases. The DOJ memo read, President Trump campaigned on the promise of ending the weaponization of the federal government and has recently directed all federal departments and agencies to identify and correct the past weaponization of law enforcement. To many Americans, prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, FACE Act, have been the prototypical example of this weaponization. And for good reason. Even though more than 100 crisis pregnancy centers, pro-life organizations, and churches were attacked in the immediate aftermath of the Dobbs decision, nearly all prosecutions under the FACE Act have been against pro-life protesters. That is not the even-handed administration of justice, the memo continued. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.